This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back our good friend Vince Lamb, the chairman of Preserve Brevard, and Mike Kanin, executive director of the Anglers for Conservation. And they're here today to talk about an event that's coming up to save our Indian River Lagoon, a call to action. It will happen on Wednesday, April 20th at 7 p.m. Folk guitarist Dana Lyons will be at the event, and then there will be a myriad of speakers that will enlighten us and tell us what we can do to save our lagoon. So Vince, why don't you tell us what to expect that evening?
I wish there was a real simple way that we could just do one thing and it would save the lagoon, but life's not that simple. So you're going to get to hear a variety of perspectives. We need to engage a thinking public that will remain engaged in finding the way to help restore our lagoon. And we think we have a lineup of speakers that you will find interesting.
Mike, who can we expect to hear from that evening?
We've got Dr. Duane DeFries, executive director of the recently established IRL National Estuary Program. He's going to give us some great feedback as far as the process that he's been working on to help revive the Indian River Lagoon, as well as things looking forward, as well as Wayne Mills. He's past chairman and honorary member of the board of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. He's going to give us some insight on what has worked for the Chesapeake Bay and what should hopefully work for the Indian River Lagoon.
Another speaker that we're excited to have is our keynote speaker of the night is Maggie Herchala. Maggie is actually the sister of former Attorney General Janet Reno. She spoke here at Marine Resources Council a couple of summers ago. She's been an environmental advocate and helping the Indian River Lagoon for more than 40 years in Martin County. So we're looking forward to her. She's extremely passionate, and her passion is contagious.
It's going to be a good night. We've also got a number of short speeches from the community people, too. A couple of people like realtors, eco-tour guides, fishermen, and restaurant owners and things like that to really give a perspective of what kind of economic value that the Indian River Lagoon brings to these people, and not just economic value, but exercise and recreational sports and things like that.
And there's a music dimension to it also, that we have Dana Lyon, a folk guitarist from the Pacific Northwest that's on an East Coast tour, and we're lucky to have him here. Dana is described as kind of a modern-day Pete Seeger. Actually, as a songwriter, he's written a song that Pete Seeger recorded. He's performed on stage with Neil Young, Steve Earle, Lucinda Williams, and Stephen Stills.
So it looks like it's a great lineup, a great opportunity to get out, show your support for the lagoon, learn more about what we can do to help restore the lagoon. And once again, it is on Wednesday, April 20th. It'll be here on the Florida Tech campus at Gleason Performing Arts Center. It is free and open to the public, thanks to some sponsors that you have gotten. So we encourage everyone to come out on the 20th. It starts at 7 p.m. And if you want to find out more information, there is an Eventbrite registration page set up. If you just Google lagoon.eventbrite, it should take you to the page and you can find out all the details there. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday the 20th.
Thank you, Terry.